Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad you're listening in. I'm happy to be here. Happy August 1st. Nice midsummer, well, pretty much midsummer. We're going to have an interesting, hopefully interesting, good show today. I'm going to be talking about past life relationships, talking about karma, how to recognize when we're in a past life relationship and there's karmic lessons. And I'm also going to be taking your calls at 800-930-2819. And I'm also going to be taking your emails. If you're unable to get to the phone and you'd like to send me a quick question on an email, feel free. You can send that to S like Sherry, G like Grace, D like Dillard, SGD, 7777 at yahoo.com. And I will be checking my email throughout the show, and I will be happy to answer that by email. My website, by the way, www.sherrydiller.com. Please check that out and sign up for my newsletter. And I'll love to send you out more information about what I'm doing. And I've got another book coming out, and you'll find out more about that. I'm going to just kind of touch on our subject for a moment. And then I've got actually some email questions from 2 weeks ago that I have not answered yet that I'm going to jump right into to give some whatever guidance I received for the questions for the people that did write in that didn't have a chance to have their questions answered. But let me talk just for a moment about past life relationships, and then we'll get into that. Past life relationships are probably almost every relationship that you're in. We tend to continuously incarnate with the same souls over and over. Our mothers become our sisters or friends. Our friends become our mothers or our partner. Work people become, people that we have in past lives had other business dealings with or not. But in the most part, anybody who is in any kind of significant way in your life is someone that you've bumped into in the past. We like to talk about soulmates on this show. Everybody likes to talk about that. But I also want to talk about karmic relationships today, too. And there's a bit of a difference, or at least I'm going to differentiate them right now. Karmic relationships are relationships where there's a bit of unfinished business, where we have had some dealings with people, a certain soul, and things have been left before we've had a chance in any one lifetime to complete the lessons. They've been left. There might be anger. There might be sadness. There might be loss. There may be a sense that we didn't get what we needed from that person, or that person wasn't fair to us, or we've given our power away to them, or we've taken their power. We've tried to control them in some way, and we need to come back into life, physical life, in order to heal those relationships. Most of the time, those relationships are so prominent in our life that we are often born, the families that we're born into, say a lot about the lifetime lessons that we've come in to heal. If you have parents or siblings where there has been problems or you feel misunderstood or they're difficult, a lot of times those relationships are past life karmic relationships, and also relationships that sometimes set the tone for an entire lifetime. We are actually called back because of relationships. The earth pulls us back in because those relationships that are karmic have a heavier vibration, and that vibration is more of a physical material vibration, and it draws us back to the earth in order to complete those. Now, soulmate relationships are a little different. Soulmate relationships, oftentimes we have incarnated and we've had past lives with our soulmates, and at the time they may not have appeared to be soulmates, though they may have appeared to be more karmic relationships where we have had difficulties. But a soulmate relationship is one that has come into balance. It's one where all that's left in the relationship is the spirit, the spiritual energy, that the physical parts of that, the human ego, frustrations, and all of that kind of stuff has been worked out. It's come into balance. And so we meet somebody in life and we recognize them at that level of being more of a soulmate, of being someone who we have known before, but in this lifetime, the relationship is much more positive, it's much more fulfilling, and it's much more supportive. So we're going to talk in a moment about the difference, how to recognize those, and what to do to help a karmic relationship become a relationship that is more satisfying. Let me see. We've got a few minutes. Let me kind of take one of my questions here. This is from a couple weeks ago, and this is from Kelly from Kansas City. And again, she emailed me a question, so feel free to give me a email, sgd7777@yahoo.com, and I can answer your question also. But this is from Kelly from Kansas City. She says, I have 4 small children and just feel stuck in life. Finances are stressed and I'm not bringing in any income at the moment, only my husband. Do you have any insight on what direction I should focus my energies? Not only finances, but education interests that will fulfill me and my family better. All right, Kelly. You know, as I read the question, you know, you came into this lifetime to really complete a lot. I feel, you know, you have a very active, engaged spirit, which is really nice, and a lot of energy, even for having 4 children, young children. Your energy, you know, you're so ambitious in this lifetime to kind of learn your lessons and to be able to move through everything. But to answer your question, what comes out real strong, I get, is that you are very enterprising. I feel like you have great ideas. I keep seeing you being able to start something on your own. Now, I know you probably want to get out of the house at times, and I don't blame you. But I feel like you can, I feel like even if you do that, you're going to end up doing some kind of more home-based business, something that might not be exactly in your home, but you may start and work from your home in some ways, but then maybe go out and do a service to others. And I feel like you can, obviously, you can start small with this, you can build it up. I feel at some point your husband might also be involved in this, but you, even with the 4 children, I feel like you have the ability to multitask very well. And I would say to you to focus on a business of some kind of service that, and let your ideas kind of start flowing. This could have to do with, like I said, a service of some kind. It could involve animals, pets. It could also be something that you provide for others in their home. And the other thing I get really strong with you too is writing, like blogging. And that might be a part of the business too. But I feel like you can do that at any time. You know, you could start whenever you're wanting to. Even again, like I said, even if you end up kind of going into something else, I feel like eventually you will start your own business and probably even maybe do more than one as time goes on and be actually quite financially successful at it too. All right, we're going to have to take a break in a moment. Again, feel free to give me a call, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
This is Sherry Dillard. How are you all out there? I'm sorry, I didn't expect to come in so quick. We're talking today about karmic relationships and soulmate relationships and the difference. And let me just jump in. I do have some more emails I want to get to with questions. We're going to do that in a moment. But let me just jump in with some signs of a karmic, or let's just say past life relationships. We'll say the strong ones, because like I was saying earlier, you know, almost everybody we're connected with in some way we have known before. All right, but just the ones that are really going to be important to you, here's some signs. One is you're going to feel an immediate connection with someone, almost like a deja vu, like you've known this person. You might even think, you know, did I meet you before? You seem so familiar to me, but you just can't place it. And sometimes when you meet someone in that way, you almost change immediately. It might wake up a certain part of yourself, feelings or
different kind of desires or goals or certain things come up in your life, that person comes into your life, or even a short meeting at times, and you change in some way. You decide to maybe try a new activity, or it's just that person, that kind of just being in the presence of another that you might have known in another lifetime, changes you in some way. Another telltale sign is if you feel an immediate aversion to someone for no known reason. It's not someone, it's not like an intuitive knowing where you feel this person could be harmful to me or not good or I'm not safe with them. This is different. This is, they're not a physical, emotional, or spiritual threat to you. It's just, you just don't feel comfortable with them, or there's something about them that just feels, you feel uneasy with. And sometimes this is a tough one because you feel like that does not necessarily mean that you shouldn't connect with them. At times that might be true, but more likely if that person's come into your life from a past life where there has been some intensity of problems, then most likely there is coming in for some healing in this lifetime. A third way that you may recognize a past life relationship is that somebody comes into your life, you meet someone, and you just feel like a different person around them. In fact, you might even be beginning a whole new chapter in your life. Things just start to change. You might decide to do new work. This person may inspire you to learn new talents, to have different dreams. They may encourage you, support you to be a different person or to be a better person or to take better care of yourself, to help you to heal, to help you to become more aware of yourself. These are, that kind of connection with another is usually more of a soulmate connection than a karmic one. Karmic lessons tend to be a little bit more about healing. Soulmate relationships tend to bring in new energy that is more spiritual. It's more of your soul wakes up when you meet a soulmate and you begin a more positive chapter in your life. There's more just natural healing without having to go through the difficulties. It's just a door opens for you. And the fourth way that you may recognize a past life relationship, and this is the one I want to deal most with today because this is the one that I deal with mostly in my work, and that is when you are with somebody, you meet somebody, you're in a relationship of some kind, and the intense feelings that you have in that relationship seem out of proportion to what's really happening in the relationship. Let me give you some examples. In a karmic relationship that needs healing, I see this a lot with women and men who feel like the relationship is not going well. They're not getting their needs met. In fact, it may be quite difficult. There may be some abuse of some kind in the relationship, but yet they can't let go. They feel like they're supposed to be with that person and that they have to stay in the relationship. They have to heal the relationship. They have to be in it. And even though they recognize that the relationship may not be healing for them and positive, they just feel that this is what I need to do. I need to be here. And those kinds of relationships are especially hard because in some ways there's a lot of truth to that. There does need to be healing. And the person's correct about that feeling that, yes, I am meant to be connected to this person in some way. There is some important lesson in this. I do need to heal this in some way. But where we often get confused is that is how to go forward in that healing and what healing looks like. Sometimes healing, in fact, quite often healing karmic relationships does not look like we expect it to look. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. And I'm going to talk about some ways to heal a karmic relationship. But I do want to get to another question because I told these people I would get through their questions and I want to do that. So this is from another Kelly. This is from a Kelly. I won't tell you her last name, but it begins with a B. She says, I am wondering how to help my widowed mother without being spiritually or emotionally codependent. How do I tell the difference between trying to help her when she says she wants help, but then always backs out when the change she wants is about to happen? It's frustrating to me and my siblings. It makes me not want to get involved, but I always get back sucked back in. I want to help, but stay sane. Now, this is interesting because this is actually a good example of what I'm talking about. This is a karmic relationship. This is someone who is exactly kind of what we were just talking about, which she does feel like it's her mother. She wants to help her. And yet when she tries to help her, then, you know, her mother, I guess she says, always backs out. And it's very frustrating. Okay, but let me just see what I get intuitively for you, Kelly, with your widowed mother. All right, well, what I'm hearing, what I'm getting is that, yeah, and this kind of holds true for what we're going to talk about in a moment, but it's real important what I get is for you to recognize that sometimes help is not what it appears to be. You know, people want kinds of specific help, but you have to remember, and again, this is some of what I'm going to talk about, is it's important to remember that to heal a karmic relationship, it's not always about healing it on the human end of things. In other words, you would want your mother to be happier now, to not be lonely. And obviously, I completely understand that, and that is definitely the highest aspiration and good for anybody. But what I get for you is that it's important right now for you to take care of yourself in this and for you to be at peace with your connection with your mother and the love and compassion that you give her, and to not try to force change for her in any way, but let her know that she has the power and she has choices to make, and those choices are her choices. And while you can offer suggestions perhaps, or let her know of opportunities, ultimately those decisions are left to her. What I keep hearing is that your mother is very afraid right now, that she does this in part to just keep reinforcing. She needs the reinforcement that her family loves her. And so if she's miserable, then, you know, you all run to kind of try to help her, and she feels not so alone. She feels like not afraid. You're all there for me. And it's going to be hard at first for you to communicate to her that you love her, that you want the best for her, and again, give her options of choices she can make for herself, and then not to overreact to the negative cries for help, because, you know, it's just human nature that when people get attention, they're going to repeat the behavior. So she's going to keep repeating the behavior that gets her the attention. So if you can give her more attention and happiness and joy and share that with her when things are more positive, and then when things are not and she's miserable, give her options and choices as to how she can help herself in those situations. And that might mean for her, you know, going to groups herself, or doing anything she can do to connect with friends or meet new people, or you know, whatever it may be of her interest level. But you're going to have to train yourself for the higher perspective of what it really means to be able to be a positive force in her life. And to be a positive force in her life, I really get strongly for you, is to be good with you. You know, hold in your heart the love you have for her, express that love to her, and keep accentuating with her the positive and the good, and then downplay don't overreact when she's miserable. Okay, my dear, I hope that helps. I know it's a difficult relationship. By the way, I do want to share with you a little bit about your past life relationship with her. I'm going to have to go to a break in a moment, but when we come back, I do want to just touch on that because I keep getting these images, which are quite interesting. And by the way, if you're in a relationship right now with someone and you're wondering what your past life is with them, please feel free. Give me a call. I'd love to share what I receive with you about the past life I get with you with someone. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And feel free to give me a call about that, email about that. I might be able to share some insight as to the karma that you have with someone else. I'd love to do that. And we're going to take a break in a moment. We're going to do that when we come back. And I'm also going to share with you a few things about how to heal these relationships. And we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and glad you're listening in today, August 1st. Okay, so I wanted to tell Kelly, because it's kind of funny, the images I keep getting about a past life she had with her mom. I think this is kind of funny. I keep seeing, Kelly, I keep seeing your mother as a dancer. Not like, it's almost like a, not like a stage dancer, but kind of a, like, I'll be honest, like a bar top dancer, like somebody in a saloon dancer. And I feel like she had a past life where she was just quite a wild woman. That she made a lot of people happy, that she loved to have fun, she loved to dance, she loved to just be up on that bar, just kicking her boots. And what I get is that in that lifetime, you were I feel her mother, actually. And what I get is that you were quite disappointed in her for her choice of what she was going to do with her life, as opposed to, you know, getting married and settling down. And the karma I get between the two of you is that, you know, it's important for you in this lifetime to, I don't know, almost, it's hard to say, but kind of give her back. And I feel like your karma in it actually is actually pretty good right now with her. So I don't want to kind of make it seem like there's so much more to do. I feel like you've worked a lot of this out in this lifetime. But let's just say one little piece of this that you might still want to do would be to really have fun with her. Whatever that would mean, do fun things. She actually has a really spirit that needs that in this life. I feel like this lifetime she had to focus more on more physical, mundane kinds of responsibilities and things as opposed to that other life. So in this life, she could do really well at this time in her life to just have a little bit more freedom, carefree fun. I know she doesn't seem like she wants it and all that, so I'm not in any way saying she's going to get up on the bar and dance, but to just kind of like, you know, encourage whatever would make her fun, happy, whatever kind of energy that would be. All right. So, okay, I'm going to give you all an exercise in a moment that will help you in a karmic relationship to heal it, because that's what we've all come in here to do. I do have a caller on the line I'm going to get to in just a moment. Brian, we'll bring her in a moment.
Okay.
But before I do that, let me just give you a couple other things to keep in mind. When you're completing a karmic relationship, it's not like ending a sitcom. Things don't always tie up in a pretty bow, and we think, okay, that's great. We're at a good place. I've healed that one onto the next. Believe it or not, completion of karma usually doesn't look that way. A lot of times when it's about like taking our power back, it may end with the other person feeling, you know, this didn't go the way I wanted. I had to give you back your power. It might feel like just like a divorce, standing up to somebody, walking away from someone, bringing our power back into us may not always look on the human level like we would think it should look. But that doesn't mean that the karma is not completed. We will visit that person one more time, but trust me, we will bump into them again. And when we do, it'll be getting off on a better start. It will actually be coming at a higher level. So just know that if you end a relationship in this lifetime, or if you cease to kind of be connected to someone and it feels incomplete, you have to walk away or something like that, but you do it for the best, highest good. You do it for your own healing. You do it for yourself to come into balance without hatred or anger, you know, kind of going in peace, going in forgiveness, going in compassion. But if you focus on your higher qualities like that, then rest assured when you meet with that person again, they will have done their work, because they're only going to be able to reconnect with you once they've bumped their vibration up to the vibration that you've already reached by being able to complete your part of the karma. And again, that always has to be for the highest good and to bring yourself in balance. When they're at that same level, you will meet up with them in another lifetime, on another plane of existence, on the other side, whatever. But it will be more harmonious. It will actually be in a higher energy. So don't always expect that the physical level is going to look like you want it to look. And you can never force anyone to complete their karma with you. Keep that in mind. So many people stay in a relationship because they think that, you know, they've got to heal it, got to heal it, got to heal it. You can only heal your end of things. And then you're going to have to let go. And let go in peace again and forgiveness and compassion, and give that person time to complete their end of things. And they can complete it, by the way, without you, because we're always going to connect with people that mirror the lessons we're learning. So they will attract someone else from their karmic past who has that same lesson. So, all right. That's enough for now. We're going to get back to, I'll give you an exercise. But Brian, who do we have on the line?
Well, we have Anne from Virginia. Welcome to Intuit University.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Hi.
How are you today? I'm doing really good. Well. How about you?
Thank you. Very good. I have a sister. I actually had three sisters, and they were much older than I was. Uh-huh. I was born like as a surprise. And my sisters all grew up with my mom. So she was very young when she got married. So there's one sister who we just don't ever seem to always see eye to eye. And it's been going on for a long time. Uh-huh. And my two sisters have passed, and she's still here.
Oh.
And many of my family members have passed because they were older.
Right.
And she's here, and she wants to go because she wants to be with them. And I keep telling her she's here for a reason. And when she it's hard for her to forgive people. She has bad arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And she always brings up the past and is very negative. And I keep telling her to try to get away from that. And mm-hmm. she can't. And it's just something it's a habit. And especially with me, even though I'm her baby sister, she still feels she needs to, I guess, say it to someone because everybody else is gone, including
right.
her husband.
Yeah.
So I just don't always, and it hurts. So when I do see her, which is not very often because I don't really want to be around her, at being an empath, the last time I saw her, the beginning of July, I had to go home and take a nap.
Oh, wow.
Because it was just too much for me. So I'm wondering why she's still here, which I think there's a reason why she's still here, and if there's what the karmic relationship is, if you can.
Between you and your sister?
Anything. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with giving me her name or her first initial?
Sure. Her name is Catherine. She goes by Kathy.
All right. Let me see the karmic connection with Catherine and why she's still here. Well, you know, we're talking about past lives, so that's kind of what pops up. You know, you have a very healing energy, you know that?
The first
thing I come into is that you actually came into the family in part as a real gift to the family because you have so much healing and you brought so much healing into the family. I feel like Catherine, and you were her daughter, I get, in a past life, which is not too surprising given your, you know, the younger sister.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because there's so many similarities here. I feel like in that lifetime, you pretty much sacrificed yourself in order to take care of her. You kind of gave up a lot of opportunity. You were beautiful girl, woman, and you gave up opportunity because in your heart so much you didn't want to leave her alone and you wanted to be with her and you wanted to help her so much. And what I get right now, you know, and you came in part, you know, you come into lives to bring that kind of healing to others. And I feel like and this goes against your general nature, is to recognize, and actually you're doing good in this life. Believe it or not, walking away from your sister when, like you said, you had to go home and take a nap, you had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That, believe it or not, that's part of what your lesson is. And this is a hard lesson for you because you are such a healer. But the lesson for you is about taking better care of yourself and not sacrificing yourself. Even though mm-hmm. in your natural sense of being, you really want to be helping her, what I keep hearing is for you to do more energetic work with her, send her love, send her compassion, cover her in white light, but don't give up your energy in the way that you had done in that past life, because your biggest lessons in this lifetime are about recognizing your healing abilities and being able to take care of yourself at the same time. And the better you make boundaries about that for yourself, the stronger you're going to be and the more healing energy you're going to be able to channel to others. But you've got to make boundaries and take better care of yourself. And this sister in particular is the one that's forcing you to do that because it's just you two left here. It's a tough lesson. You know, it's just the two of you left. You really want to connect with her. But at the same time, connecting with her, you're going to have to do it in a way that you're doing it, believe it or not, but it doesn't feel right. I would say the big thing for you to do with her right now is just send her more love and compassion and forgiveness. But again, recognize that you can't change her perspective. She has her story that she perceives and sees with this. But in this lifetime, again, you've got to kind of come into your own more as a healer. And that is only going to happen if you make good boundaries for yourself.
But do this in a long distance way, this energy healing.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, energy knows no time and distance. So, no, you can do it. I'm going to have to go a break in just a minute. I wonder if I can get this in real quick. Let me just see what Catherine's still here. You know, Catherine is still here to try to change, to try to turn some of this negativity around, you know?
I think so, too.
I hope she does it. If she doesn't, unfortunately, she's going to incarnate in that same vibration. So, again, I would say send her energetically the healing. And the truth is, she's going to help you be a healer because you're going to see a change in her as you send her healing, and you're going to feel more confident about it. And the weird thing is that you have to do that in energy and not in person. But that's good for you, and it's good for her. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my dear.
Thank you so much,
for
Jerry.
Calling. Yeah, we got to go to break, but thank you again.
Okay.
Have a good
Take
afternoon. This
you.
Is Intuit University, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and we're talking about healing karmic relationships, past life relationships. And I want to jump into an exercise that you can all use if you are in a relationship, any kind of relationship, family, siblings, friends, husband, wife, partners, whatever it may be, to bring some healing to it. And as I was saying earlier, we can only heal our part in things. And karmic relationships are for our growth. They're not for us to force change on anybody else. And they're not about our expectations of outcomes. They're really the most powerful thing. The reason why we have karmic relationships and we keep attracting them is for our own healing. So this exercise is really, it's important to keep that in mind, that this exercise is about your healing. Because as you heal, everything changes. And nothing changes if you just try to enforce your will in any relationship. So the first thing that you're going to do in this exercise is just think about a relationship or a relationship pattern. If you can't think of a specific person, let's say that you keep attracting a certain kind of person to be in relationship and they keep letting you down or leaving you or whatever they may do, or if it's a specific person, whatever it is, think about that energy there. Like, what is it? Is it frustrating? Is it sad? What would you like? Just give that a moment's thought. And then you might want to just take some notes on it. Just kind of write down whatever it is that you would kind of like to heal in that way. And then I want you to find some place, and you don't have to do this now, but you can do this now, or you can do it later. Just find some place where you can relax, close your eyes, take a nice long deep breath, just exhaling any stress or tension. And continue to breathe in this way. Now, as you do this, you may kind of have more strong emotional feelings that surface, and that's perfectly fine. This isn't the kind of meditation where we're trying to arrive at a certain state of peace in terms of our mind and heart. We're trying to actually bring up those feelings that may be repressed. So it's fine if they come up. Just keep breathing. Don't push the feelings away. Breathe into them and continue to feel them. Take a few more long, deep breaths, continuing to allow any emotions to surface. And then what I want you to do is I want you to imagine, and by the way, your eyes are closed at this point, just breathing, letting yourself feel. I want you to imagine a door. Just imagine a door. You can create it in your imagination. And imagine that behind this door is the person or the energy that you had written or talked about. In other words, imagine that behind this door, let's say you have a difficult relationship with a partner or a parent. That partner, that parent is there. Let's say that it's more about a relationship pattern. So behind that door, there may be someone that represents that emotional pattern that you're in. But imagine that behind that door, that there is the person who you would like to have karmic healing with. I want you to just imagine now that you can open the door and just become aware of that person, enter into that energy with this person, and just get a sense of how that feels to be with them. Just imagine how that feels, any other emotions that surface or energy that surfaces. And as you do that, I want you to imagine that the space surrounding the two of you, light enters this space. Imagine brilliant, warm, comforting light begins to fill the room. And as it fills the room, you can just imagine that the healing energy seeps into your heart, It seeps into the person's heart that's with you. And you both begin to breathe and relax. And you can feel yourself supported by the presence of light and angels. Calling in your angels, you can feel them surrounding you, comforting you, and bringing more and more healing into this connection that you have with this person. And as this happens, I want you to imagine now that you can tell this person that you want peace, that you want harmony, that you are willing to give them back whatever power you may have taken from them, that you're going to release them from any expectations, that you're going to let go of any control or anger that you have, that you are going to completely release them to their highest good. And just imagine that as you tell them this, you really send them that energy of release. Imagine that you can let go of them in any wrongdoings that you feel they have caused you or pain that they have caused you. Imagine that you can just let go of that. And your angels are there to help you and support you and to reinforce your highest good. And as you do that, I want you to imagine, just kind of view this person and imagine that this person in this image is able in their highest good to do the same with you. They may not be ready to do this in human form, but imagine in this spirit form of this exercise, for their highest good, they're able to let go of you. They're able to let go of any control they've had of you. They're able to release you from any past hurts. They're giving you your power back, and they're understanding you. They understand you in a way that perhaps you've never felt understood before. And as they do this, remember that this is their highest spirit that's in full harmony with your highest good, and that they're able to take any measure that they need to at this time to help you to feel loved and connected. And as you do this, I want you to again thank this person for their being in your life, for bringing you positive gifts, and send them love and receive their love. Ask your angels that are present to help you to let go of any residual anger, fear, tension, stress, and just come into a higher place with this soul. Imagine the highest good for the both of you accepting this, and then lovingly let go. Lovingly release yourself and let whatever needs to happen, happen in the relationship. And with gratitude, send love to your person, to your angels for helping you. This exercise, by the way, is in my book, Love and Intuition. We're coming to the close of the program, but feel free. You'll find that in my book again, Love and Intuition. Give it a look. My website is www.sherrydiller.com. If you do have questions for my next show, please feel free, SGD7777, to give me an email. It's been a great program talking about these very important kinds of ways to heal our relationships. It's not always easy in karmic relationships, but you can do this exercise that I just did pretty quickly with anybody, and it just helps you to get centered. It helps you to remember your angels, remember the highest good for yourself and others, and you can come into harmony, and all you can do is your part in things, but your part in things changes everything, and it changes people near and far, loved ones, relatives, those who there still may be anger at. And this is a good way actually to heal relationships from the past too, that perhaps the person has passed over or they're somewhere and out of contact completely. You can still call their spirit into this beautiful kind of space in the higher realms in energy and bring peace to a relationship. And I will talk to you all again next Thursday. We're going to have a tarot reader on. That'll be a fun show. So take care, and blessings and healing. Bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.